you can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
Los Angeles friendos, join Going In Raw as we go live on stage with Wrestling With Regrets' Brian Zane September 24th at the Nerdist Showroom in L.A. The link to tickets is in the description. Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countouts, the show where we count things down. This week, we got
No Mercy.
No Mercy. We're doing our predictions in countdown form.
Via countout. Is this how we usually do it? Through countout? Or do we
We've done it various ways. Last time for SummerSlam, we did it during our Friday Dirt Sheet debate show.
All right.
Today, we're doing it in a countdown.
All right, I like
These are 10 things that will happen at No Mercy 2017.
No Mercy. All right, I like it a lot.
Let's start.
All right. Number 10.
10.
Losers keep losing.
See, there's not a pre-show match announced
yet. But because they have been making such a big deal, or they did this past week anyways, they actually had a graphic for the number 115, and then I believe 116.
No, 114, then 115.
Oh, it was one. Okay. Kurt Hawkins lost to Apollo Crews to bring his total losing streak to 115 matches. And I get the feeling that they're going to continue that story in the pre-show. Kurt Hawkins will continue to lose. He'll reach 116 epic losses.
I say he loses to Elias.
Oh.
That way we get Elias out there.
All right.
He can do a song.
All right.
In Los Angeles.
I like it.
Kurt Hawkins come out.
Talk about Elias has definitely got a
history machine.
Yeah.
Have a match, last probably 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, Elias will squash him.
A drift away, one, two, three, Elias wins. Kurt Hawkins' losing streak continues.
I love that drift away neck breaker.
It's good.
It's a good-looking move right there. I love Elias.
Yeah, but let's assume that Kurt Hawkins isn't going to be involved in the pre-show.
Okay.
The club's not doing anything.
Yeah, they're
Carl Anderson seems to be employed by WWE to eat losses.
Yeah, so.
Unfortunately, so I would be surprised if we see the Hardys, maybe, versus the club, maybe.
Maybe.
In the pre-show, with the Hardys going over. Way to get the crowd into the show.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see. I get the feeling that I don't know who else the club would face if they're not facing the Hardys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see the Hardys out there maybe trying to help Jason Jordan, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if Carl Anderson's out there, he's eating a pin.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine.
Nine.
King Enzo. Oh, baby, I like it. I can't do the voice right now. So, Enzo Amore and Neville will be fighting for the
Cruiserweight Championship.
That's correct. I personally think Enzo's going to win.
No, I think there's more money in Enzo chasing that title. I think Neville's going to win this match by cheating or some sort of dirty trick.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Enzo will probably beat him.
Let me ask
by
you something.
Dirty tricking him.
All right, let me ask you something.
What?
Where else really can they go with this story if Enzo... Because they've got another, let's say, four episodes of 205 Live, another four episodes of Raw to fill with these guys... If Enzo doesn't win the title.
Are you familiar with Spy versus Spy?
The Mad Magazine strip,
Yeah, what do they do to each other?
They just keep on blowing each other up.
Dirty tricks.
Yeah.
New dirty tricks.
Okay.
That's how you extend it.
All right. All right.
Spy versus Spy style.
Well, we'll see. I think generally you tend to think things are going to play out longer than they usually do, I think.
Yeah, that tends to be the case.
This is one of those situations where I think you might be wrong, but...
It depends.
I don't think it's a lock.
It depends if they think there's more... they'll generate more interest in 205 Live by having the belt on Enzo, or if they think Enzo chasing the belt will generate more interest.
Yeah.
Or just his presence, period, will generate the interest.
I think they're going to try to pop those 205 Live ratings now, because they see that they're back in a slump, or they're slumping again.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to pop them? And put that title on Enzo.
Maybe.
All right. Number eight.
Eight.
Finn finishes off Bray.
Yeah, this is going to be the end of the feud. Finn should probably win.
Finn will win as Man Finn.
Yeah, not Demon Finn.
He had a loss as Man Finn before on Raw. He has said, essentially that man is more dangerous than demon.
Yes, since man created demon.
It's counteract. I mean, it sort of counters the entire idea of demon.
Well, he said if the man made the demon, it was most dangerous. He posed the question, and the inference is that if the man did create the demon, then the man is the one who's more dangerous, not the demon.
Does that mean Hulk Hogan is the most dangerous man alive? Because, you know, he is the man.
But did he ever create a demon?
No, well, I don't know. Brutus Beefcake sort of created him. Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Finn Sully going over here.
There's he should.
No, there's no debate about that.
Shocked. What will Finn move on to next, then?
I don't know. More Bray, probably.
Ugh. He's not finishing him off, then.
Look, man, I tend to be pessimistic about these things. No, I think look, dude, we go by pure logic.
Yeah.
But you know how WWE is. We don't have anything for Finn yet. What are you going to write on that?
Take Finn Bray all the way to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, past Survivor Series. Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
Number seven.
Seven.
Emma eats a pin. The question is, who is going to be pinning her? And we differ on that.
Yes, we diverge. Mm-hmm. The chances of Emma eating a pin are probably pretty good. That's probably the primary reason she was put in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Although her saying that she started the Women's Revolution, that storyline going through this match could be interesting. Would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's probably there to eat a pin. I'm of the opinion that they're going to have Alexa Bliss retain, especially if Asuka is going to debut in October at TLC. I have read, granted, rumors taken with a grain of salt, that they're going to launch Asuka immediately into the title picture.
Yeah.
Then I also read that she's going to feud with Emma when she debuts. So
oh,
who knows?
Goodness gracious.
And that they want Emma to look strong in this match.
Oh.
So when Asuka beats her, it's like a strong win. But here's the thing. Asuka's going to win no matter how. Asuka's going to look strong regardless of who she beats.
Yeah. What's a better way to set up Asuka than have Nia Jax be a monster in this match, win the title, and Asuka comes in and beats Nia Jax?
But here's the thing. We've seen that already. We saw it in NXT. We have not seen
Oh, come on. You can never go to that.
I can.
You can't go. It wasn't like, okay, but here's the thing. It wasn't like it was a big epic feud. It wasn't
exactly, and I think that was the problem with it. It wasn't a huge epic feud.
No, it wasn't a huge epic feud.
It was for
feud.
The title. It was at a takeover, I think.
Yeah, but barely. Nia Jax is already like out the door anyways. That was
if they want to bring back a feud that was quality in NXT, then Bayley should win this match. Bayley versus Asuka. That was a good feud in NXT, and that's a money-making feud on the main roster.
Right. My point is, when you go to the well of, we've seen that in NXT, we've seen Asuka, Bayley in NXT, and I think that's why they wouldn't go to that right now.
But we haven't seen Asuka, Alexa Bliss.
We
haven't. Nor have we seen Asuka or Sasha.
Right. We haven't seen Asuka, Sasha is way too much money for right now.
Oh, I know.
Asuka, Alexa is a possibility, but I think they think Alexa is money, and I like Alexa. But I think you don't want to make her look too weak. I think Asuka and Nia Jax would be the way to go. Did we see the match in NXT? Yes, we did. Was it a big feud on the level of even Asuka Bayley, which I don't even think that big of a feud? Not even close. It was kind of an afterthought because Nia was headed to the main roster. I think a huge impact thing would be Asuka comes in when Nia Jax is champion. She beats Nia Jax for that championship. The only question there is, do they want to be jobbing Nia Jax out like that?
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
I don't think so either.
So I'm contradicting myself.
I think they're more comfortable jobbing Alexa Bliss out like that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's had a good run.
She's had a good run.
I mean, the possibility also exists that Bayley will somehow win to kind of bring her storyline full circle.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I'm pretty sure she was probably supposed to win at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Before she got hurt.
Yeah,
against
maybe.
Alexa.
Maybe.
So, possibility again, Bayley and Asuka was money in NXT. Could be money on the main roster, potentially, if they decide they want to book Bayley in a quality manner.
Any chance they go with Sasha winning
How about
and
this?
Doing Sasha Bayley right now?
There's five women in this match. How about we do a little... Oh, I can't press the button. Power rankings. Power rank the winners of this match.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Alexa and I are
Alexa
one or two.
Alexa and I
are
one or two.
Three Bayley, four Sasha, five Emma.
Okay. That sounds right. I wonder if they'd put the title on Sasha to make her heel, just to sort of address/maybe satiate her desire to do something more.
I would like that.
Maybe.
Especially after watching TakeOver Rival.
But
she was such a good heel.
Who could she go up against that the people, you know, they should do is flip Sasha and Alexa. Have Sasha go heel, Alexa go face, because people want to get behind Alexa. I didn't mean that in a punny way, by the way.
Let's move on. Number six.
Okay, number six.
Sixth.
The end for T-Bar.
The bar.
The bar. T-Bar. It's going to be like this.
Yeah.
So not only are they going to lose to Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, but that's got to be a lock.
You got to think there's really not much else for them to do if they don't win those titles back, which they're not going to.
Right.
They've accomplished pretty much all that they can in the tag division.
Not a lot more for them to do.
I have in my mind, and this is wild speculation, that the reason, one of the reasons they referenced Dean and Seth's friendship being a fraud is to kind of indirectly plant some seeds for their own breakup.
Potentially.
Yes, because as you remember, they were forced together as a tag team by Mick Foley.
Yeah.
And at first, didn't like each other.
Yeah.
They didn't want a tag team together.
No.
Eventually, they grew to respect each other and then like each other.
Yeah.
Because they were winning. Imagine what happens if they lose.
Yeah. They can get a lot out of this.
They can.
They could get a lot out of the split at this point. Like you said, there's not a lot left for them to do.
Short of saying them to SmackDown.
Yeah. No, I could see this potentially, but at the same time, I think they've done really good work, and the WWE generally doesn't want to break teams up that are doing good work.
Oh, I know. Well, unless there's a storyline to be told, and which offers an opportunity to be elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to love Cesaro.
It would also, that's the thing, it would also necessitate a face turn for Cesaro.
So soon after his heel turn. Oh, I know.
Yeah, so soon after his heel turn.
Face Sheamus is pretty boring.
Yeah. In any event, I think it's definitely going to be the end for C-Bar versus Seth and Dean, right? It'd have to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
Unless it's not. Could go all the way to Survivor Series.
Could go all the way to Royal Rumble.
I love how you keep on skipping past Survivor Series. Number five.
Five.
Jason Jordan gets tested. No, not for steroids. No, not for his another paternal test.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a litmus test. When I first thought about this, like, oh, I can see them putting the title on Jason Jordan against The Miz. However, I think they want to see how the crowd reacts to Jason Jordan looking strong against The Miz. They probably need that extra month leading into TLC to determine if he's fit for the title. And also, at TLC, they can get away with a no DQ thing. This is going to be, I believe, a DQ win for Jason Jordan.
Yes, Miz Taraj getting involved for certain.
Yeah, so I think we both have here that Miz is going to win. I think we both mean Miz is going to retain
the title.
Jason Jordan's probably going to win by DQ.
Yeah, that's a good chance it's going to happen. As much as I'd like to see Jason Jordan win, it is too early.
It is.
This is definitely a situation where the money is in the chase.
And can you, no, absolutely. And can you imagine Jason Jordan going over at TLC after like a really brutal no DQ match, maybe a tables match or something like that? I don't know. What goes into his overhead suplex
tables
thing? Tables going through tables.
Yeah. Tables.
That'd be good. Or
a ladder match.
Was Miz Dolph ladder match at No Mercy last year?
No.
That wasn't ladder?
No.
That was a regular match. Mm-hmm. No. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like there was a recent Intercontinental ladder match? Maybe there wasn't. I don't know.
There was a WrestleMania a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Number four.
Four.
Cena bids farewell.
Not retire. He just leaves for a little bit.
Yeah.
He says, all right, I'm done with WWE for a while. You can't see me. I'm going to go make Bumblebee now.
You're not going to see me anymore. Contrary to Roman Reigns said, I have indeed broken to Hollywood.
I know. He's got a movie coming out this year, I think, the Doug Liman directed movie.
Was that the one where he's got the daughters who want to lose their...
No. So it's a war movie. It's a war movie he's in.
Oh. And then, Doug Liman movie, really?
Yeah. Ooh. And then he's going to
be... starring in that?
Well, he's one of the stars of it. I don't know if he's top in the...
Wait, that's not the Wall one, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is. Okay.
Did that come out already?
Was that supposed to be like a big release movie?
I don't know.
Like a WWE Studios film.
Doug Liman movie.
You'd think that'd be a big
pretty
release,
well-known
right?
director.
Yeah. That already came out.
Could have been.
He's got a comedy, I think, produced by Apatow, where him and I think... what's Apatow's wife? Isn't it Leslie Mann?
Mm-hmm.
Play mother and... I think it's Leslie Mann.
Yeah. You're right.
And their daughters are looking to lose their virginities, I think. The pact.
That's not till next year.
No, that's not till next year.
Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2, yeah.
You see, oh, yeah, The Wall did come out already, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Matthews.
I don't know. Let's find out. Does it have a release date? Yeah. Well, the release date was in Greece.
Oh, really?
May 18th.
That's weird.
So maybe it was a Seymour.
Seymour release date.
Oh, yeah, May 12th it came out.
Okay, there you go. But also in Greece.
But then also it's going to play at the San Diego International Film Festival in October. So this is all very confusing. I don't know when it came out. It might have been out already.
Everybody's been all seen except for us.
Could be. Anyways, yeah, he's got Daddy's Home 2.
More importantly, he's filming Bumblebee.
Yes, and that's what he's going to be filming after No Mercy.
Is he going to be playing Mark Wahlberg's character?
I don't know.
Just
find
like
out.
He gets like a buffer version of Mark Wahlberg.
That would be interesting if they did that.
Yeah.
No, they don't have any names. They only have one character name on here.
All right. Well,
no Mark Wahlberg.
Can he play his brother? Like, they really need to be in a movie together. Those two guys.
That would
they
be
really
ideal.
Need to be in a movie together.
Anyways, we're getting way off base here. Essentially, Cena after his match against Roman Reigns. At No Mercy. He's off to shoot a movie for a while. This is no shock. We know about this. He's shooting Bumblebee. I imagine he'll be gone till at least Survivor Series.
Probably. Yeah.
I would suspect he'll come back for that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, who knows? Hey, wait. Mark Wahlberg's in Daddy's Home too.
Oh, my God. That's right. Together. We totally booked that. That's why I said that.
And, okay. But they're not playing brothers.
That's hilarious, though. But it kind of makes sense because he's the new stepdad. And it kind of makes sense that she would... Yeah. Is there a trailer for that?
Well, there's a video here.
All right. Well, I'm going to need
we'll
to watch
that
right
when
now.
We're done.
Oh, I'm excited to see that trailer. That's going to be good. That's going to be damn good. Anyways.
Yeah, John Cena's gone for a while. Come back to Survivor Series, probably to face, I don't know, who could he put over?
Yeah, exactly. Jason Jordan.
There you go. Well, he's already wrestling.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to be Jason Jordan. It's going to be a big, big guy.
Finn Balor.
Braun.
Yeah, it could be Braun.
Finn?
It'd be cool if it was Finn.
Well, it'd be great if it was Finn.
Or it could be he'll lead Team Cena against somebody.
Against somebody to bury them.
Team Roman.
He's going to get out the Team Golden Shuffle.
The Nation versus the Roman Empire Survivor Series.
There you go.
That'd be good.
Get out the Golden Shuffle. Who's on Team Roman Empire?
Just him.
Just
him. Big dog.
Big dog.
It's just him.
And he goes out there with a zipper open.
Yeah.
Anybody wear a big potato?
Big dog.
Number three.
Three.
Of course, Cena leaving means Reigns wins, lol.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Oh, yeah. He's got that golden shuffle ready.
Oh, my gosh. He's
primed.
So going to win.
He's going to shuffle. But it's going to be a good match.
It will be. Cena's going to make Roman look really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't think it's going to be another Baron Corbin situation. Where Cena's going to say, essentially, they don't care about you. You're not ready for this.
Right.
I think
this
situation, Cena's going to be the company man.
Yeah.
Do his job.
Yeah.
Literally. He's going to take the pin.
Cena literally was pointing and laughing at Baron Corbin at that last one. That's not going to happen here. This is going to be a knockdown, drag out match.
Brawl. Fight.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be good. Reigns is going over. Reigns wins, lol.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns always wins.
Yeah. Number two.
Two.
Strowman looks super strong.
Yeah.
Like, ungodly strong. He's going to be manhandling Brock Lesnar.
Let me ask you this. How is he going to top the last spot at their last match, dumping Brock through two tables and dumping the third table on top of him? They got to top that somehow.
Right, yeah. He dumps him through three tables, and he dumps a fourth table on top of Brock.
You think they might break the ring? Something
like that? Yeah, something like that. That'd break the ring.
Break the ramp.
Maybe they start throwing referee John Cone at each other.
Okay.
Just ball them up and throw them
at
each other. Yeah.
No, you want him to like spear him, like throw him like a javelin towards people?
No, he'd have more because he'd have more mass if he's
walled. He'd be more dense.
Balled
same
up.
Same mass.
More dense.
Regardless of the shape because he weighs the same.
Thing. More dense. Yeah, more density. Destiny for John Cone.
What else could they do?
I mean, you know, they can.
Can you have the Titantron fall on somebody? Is that too heavy?
That's probably too heavy. What do they go through the floor?
You mean concrete?
Floorboard.
Of the ramp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
Like Undertaker's little entrance.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't want to walk all that way.
Yeah, they can gimmick it so it just break.
They literally made like a little entrance, pop-up entrance
I know.
For Undertaker. So he'd cut
but
half
it was fitting for his character, though. He descended back into the underworld. Retiring.
No,
it was done. It was done, so he didn't have to walk up that giant ramp. I know. But it fit his character.
I mean, you could shoehorn his character into it.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay, that's
definitely.
Good. That's fine.
I don't know if the ramp is how tall it is. You know, obviously it's not as tall as it used to be. Where it used to be like 6 or 8 feet back in the Attitude Era, but now it seems like it might be like 4.
Yeah.
So you
what
can
if they
put
do this
through it? But it'd be like a pad right there.
In honor of John Cena's last match till the Rumble, they have a replica Bumblebee out there. Somebody gets power bombed or power slammed through the Bumblebee.
I don't know if the makers of Bumblebee want their Transformer destroyed.
What
in such
if
a fashion?
Bumblebee comes alive and goes over there
and Strowman beats him?
Yeah, exactly.
Pins him.
Yeah.
But that distraction allows Lesnar to take advantage and win the match.
Speaking of which, number one!
One.
Lesnar retains.
Yeah, he's winning.
Strowman's going to look amazing.
Yeah.
Lesnar's going to retain. Is he going to pin Strowman? He's definitely not going to make him tap out.
Yeah, I think so. Strowman's even pinned before.
It's going to take how many F5s? Do you
think I would hope at least three.
I think three.
But I think structurally, it's going to be a lot like the Samoa Joe match. Hopefully the finish won't be so abrupt. But structurally, it'll be Strowman dominating for a good portion of it. Lesnar trying to get some offense in.
Right.
Does a little bit. Eventually, Strowman overwhelms him again.
Yeah.
Lesnar hits F5 out of nowhere, kind of evens the odds, goes to the pin, Strowman kicks out. More brawling.
It'll be knocked down, drag out.
Ideally, if they want to do it right, have Lesnar give Strowman like three F5s in a row.
Oh, ton.
Just
yeah.
bang, bang, bang.
Right.
And then pin him.
Yeah. I think they're going to have fun. I'm not sure Lesnar, it always depends on who Lesnar likes. I'm not sure Lesnar likes Strowman as much as Joe. I think Lesnar has to understand that Lesnar likes guys that he can make money with.
Yeah.
I think he's got to understand at this point.
Yeah, this is a money feud.
There's money to be made.
How about this? Here's an idea to bring some symmetry to this feud. Have Lesnar dump Strowman through an announce table or two, dump an entire announce table on top of him, and then pin him on top of the announce table.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah. But then, like, Corey Graves and Booker and Cole are all sitting at the announce table as it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, they're all bolted to it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good, too.
Oh, the announce table's at the...
Oh, yeah.
It's at the top of the ramp, huh?
The ramp.
Well, they have more the Spanish and the French announce table by the ring, right?
Yeah. They can always go up to the top of the ramp and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get on top of the ramp announce table and then dump somebody else...
To the floor. To the whole technical area.
And sparks are going
to fly. Yes, exactly.
Fire.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be great. A lot of fire, sparks, action.
So.
Violence.
Let's officially run down our predictions for the
conference. Yes, let's do so. Neville versus Enzo. You say Enzo, I say Neville.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Miz versus Jason Jordan for the Intercontinental Championship.
Miz retains.
But. Jason Jordan probably wins via DQ.
Yeah.
All right.
Alexa versus Bayley versus Sasha versus Nia versus Emma.
I say Nia.
I say Alexa.
All right. But we both agree that Emma's probably going to eat that pin.
Probably.
Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Finn wins.
Man Finn Balor.
Yes.
Wins.
Not Demon. We both think Dean Seth are going to retain over Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah.
Reigns wins. Lol.
Yeah.
Lesnar wins.
Correct. That's it. So
we really disagree on two. The Cruiserweight title match and the Women's title match.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Those are our predictions.
Yes.
Whoever loses predictions, you just have to sort of hang your head in shame a little bit.
Bummer.
It'd be a bummer.
It's exactly. A bummer.
Say, you know what? I lost. I take that like a man.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments, of course. And be sure to hit that subscribe button. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.